Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us on the West Coast. JC, Cole on the East Coast. I'm in the middle of the country in Missouri. JC, we were talking about immediacy. And I think time is running out. I really mean it. I think we need to know what to do right now for our own survival. What is it? Please.
Well, I agree with you. I think there is a great push, and there's a time of the urgency is needed to respond. What I would recommend first is to get reference. Basically find an expert, but the easiest way to do that is buy books, a couple of books, and the two I recommend is one is our friend. Matt Stein's book, When Technology Fails, because a lot of answers are in there on what to do. And the other one was that I like was by Holly Deyo, D-E-Y-O, called Dare to Prepare. Those are pretty complete books. And maybe possibly in one of our, future broadcasts, we can cover off maybe 10 books that we all find valuable for our learning. So that gets us there, and then to begin, and then look at what beginning preps you need. You know, Doc Ram, you're correct that this big picture is something we need to pay attention to, and at the same time, we have to make sure we don't overload ourselves and shut down. We are humans, and we can do that. And so, I would stay focused on right now. The rule of threes. I think Vincent, you can cover off on that. What the rule of threes are, but the black goo is not going to get us if we starve to death first. And while yes, I've been paying attention to some of that stuff, I believe it's food and water and the ability to protect ourselves. So Vincent, what do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right about the books, and I've been recommending for at least 10 years books are the way to go. And there are so many places where you can buy books, and like in the good old days, Goodwill, and it seems that people don't read anymore, at least around my neck of the woods. And the young people inherit these books when their relatives die, and they can't wait to get rid of them, so they bring them over to Goodwill. Goodwill can't wait to get rid of them. They sell them for a dollar. So for, let's say you have a 26-volume set of encyclopedia, it could be Britannica, it could be World Book, dollar a piece, literally. It's amazing. You can't buy that much BTUs in firewood for $26, okay? So people are throwing out encyclopedia sets. They're throwing out the physician's desk reference. They're throwing out medical encyclopedia sets. And I am delighted that they are so stupid that they're willing to get rid of them, because in the good old days, I would buy them. Now, the books that you recommended, When Technology Fails, Matt Stein, Matt Stein, he's deceased now, the USA Prepare senior instructor, great guy. He's been to the farm, wonderful man. And his book, When Technology Fails, absolutely superb. He had another book called When Disaster Strikes. Absolutely superb. I have both of them. And I also have Holly Deo's book that you recommended, which is almost an encyclopedia as well. and it's there to prepare. And I've talked with Holly Deo on the phone and her husband Stan, and Stan is a USA Preparedness instructor as well. So those are three fabulous, fabulous books to get you started. Now, when this EMP hits, when the grid goes down, when the grid becomes unstable, when your computer quits and it's finally had enough surges and jolts that it just can't wake up anymore, you're not going to be able to read PDF files from your computer. Paper is the way to go. Now, the problem with paper is it's not as portable. You know, you can't take a whole bunch of books with you in a little tablet. That's the disadvantage. But the advantage is it's here for a long time as long as it doesn't get moldy and doesn't get wet. So in my world, I have a library. Rick, how would you comment about our library here?
Libraries are one of the bastions that made America strong. And like the U.S. Postal Service can't bust them by Oshkosh. And when you have, you know, your three S's that you're talking about, 3 seconds for air, 3 minutes for, you know, I mean, here, 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water, and 3 weeks for food, what's important? Well, the air you're breathing, okay, and you start there. Have you noticed, FYI, the chemtrails started up again last week? Why is that?
Yes.
We're in a war, well, and we don't even see it. And this war is identical to what happened in Nazi Germany in the mid and early 30s. Here we are. And you have a choice. Everyone listening to me, you have a choice. You know, what are you going to do? And I do not think revolution is the answer. That's essentially what they're trying to do in Oregon, where I am, with forest fires and people shooting each other in the streets up in Portland. It's crazy. And it's done with intent. And in terms of the virus, my guess says that if Wuhan got leaked out this thing, how's that mask going to help you? Now, you know, I'm going to talk about civil rights here. And the British Columbia 2 days ago just passed a law that masks were no longer required. They were recommended, but you do not need to wear a mask anymore. And here I am in Grants Pass walking down the street, and then I have to put a mask on to go into a restaurant. At the front door, I put the mask on. I go through the front door. They see me, and I take the mask off. What the heck is a mask doing? If I have to wear it, or I don't have to wear it. Right? What exactly is going on here? And if the mask is so important, how come I'm seeing people driving down the street inside a car alone wearing a mask? What's that about? The ignorance that I'm seeing and fear is such that if you're afraid like me, I'm on red alert when I don't want to offend anyone anymore, and I realize that just my style of being offends some people. I'm so humbly sorry. Swear words aside, all those kinds of things. I'm on red alert. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to do a right thing. I'm trying to be a right person. And no matter what I do, that's going to be wrong by somebody's standards. And that's...
Okay, Rick.
You know, and
very,
that,
very interesting,
it's about
very interesting
being in town and people offending because I'm not wearing a mask. I don't see a dispensary anywhere for be recycled. What's going
on? I actually understand why people are wearing a mask in their cars. I actually do. And the reason I believe that they're doing that is because of the car in front of them. And let's say they're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And you can smell the exhaust of the car in front of you if you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And that... seriously.
I needed that.
Okay, you can.
I needed that.
Well, but that's
humor.
Just...
That's just anecdotal. Humor. Can I laugh
well, that's just anecdotal.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm serious. That's anecdotal. But all of our vehicles have these flow-through ventilation systems. So what happens, class, is you know the cowl right where your windshield wipers are on your by your windshield, at the base of your windshield, but right by where the hood meets the windshield. Air goes into your car there. And if you have a modern car, in the last 30 years or so, the fan motor, the circulation motor, will draw air in, whether you've got it on or not, to make sure you have fresh air coming in, at least some amount. Even if you have it off, it's still on. And it's pulling air through the cowl into the cabin, and then it exits through the holes in the door and through where the door meets, the front door meets the back door. There are escape paths, and that's where the air exits. So the guy behind you is breathing your air from your cabin.
I believe the reason... I mean, you know, there's other things going on here.
Oh, yes.
The reason I send my children to school is to get them exposed to these viruses so that they build up their own natural immunity. Now, give me
The reason I wouldn't send my children to school is for the same reason. I don't want them exposed to things that I would think are injurious. But let's go to something else. During one of the commercial breaks of this broadcast, I heard something I couldn't believe. Now, class, if you were paying attention during the commercial break and you heard the news, you heard that the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the temporary residence of the Trump family, is now claiming the biggest and best economy in the history of our country. They've lost their minds. People are out of work. People are jobless. This is not the biggest and best economy. Unless you're measuring with a false paradigm, this is not the biggest and best economy. This is the second Great Depression. And I can't believe it. Now, I do have 2 degrees in economics, but they're probably useless. And by today's measurement methods. But I got to tell you, people have to have productivity in order to have a great economy. Nobody says, boy, I'll tell you what, it'd be great to be in Biafra. Those guys know how to do it. They don't know how to do it. Economies are measured by the greatness of the products, the greatness of the service. And we have shut down manufacturing. We have shut down service. Restaurants are about 90% shut down. Sears, JCPenney, and a whole bunch of other companies are on the throes of closing all their doors. Many have already. This is the greatest shutdown in the history of the United States. And yet, the White House has the audacity to tell us that this is the biggest and best economy in the history of our country. Absolute nonsense. Shame on you. Shame on you, White House. And all of you guys who are backing those idiotic statements. It angers me. You know, what's wrong with telling the truth? What's wrong with saying, you know what, people are losing their homes. People are on the streets. People are hungry. People can't pay their electric bills. People can't pay their water bills. People can't pay their mortgages. People can't pay their rent. That's the biggest and best economy in the history of the United States? Nonsense. I'm literally furious.
Yeah, let's get down to it. And when the homeless camp next to your door, and you call the police can't do anything because the homeless have rights to do what they need to do.
I'm going to give you a number, right?
There's lawsuits.
I'm going to give you a number. Remember this number, 909090. I'm going to tell you what that number means when we come back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class. I mentioned the number 90. 90. And just help me with this arithmetic. It's pretty simple. So let's say you want to buy some food, and we're going to do this on the cheap. We're going to talk about food that will just get you by. Maybe have enough protein in it. It's not going to be the best. It's not going to be the best nutrition, but it'll get you by. One item, just one item. And I'm not suggesting that you do this. I'm just giving you the numbers so it will sink in as to how serious the situation is. Let's say we're only going to eat one thing, and that one thing is going to be a can of baked beans, pork and beans, baked beans, vegetarian beans, whatever you want to call it, roughly that 14.5 to 15.5 ounce size can. Okay. Now, I know for a fact that that can be a meal. You know, if you were in a hurry, you could open one of those cans and pour it onto a plate and eat it cold. No electricity needed, manual can opener, you can eat it. One can of beans. Okay. So let's say we have just one can of beans per meal. And we have breakfast, and we have lunch, and we have dinner. And there's just one of us. Just one person. That's three cans of beans a day. 7 days in a week, that's 21 cans of baked beans for one person per week. 21 cans. When I was in corporate America, I learned that there's roughly 4.3 weeks in a month. Not 4, but 4.3. You multiply 21 cans per week times 4.3 weeks in a month, that's 90. 90 cans of beans per person per month. So my question to our class is, how many of you have enough canned vegetables, if that's all you were going to eat, because you've already cleaned out your refrigerator, the milk's gone, the butter's gone, the cheese is gone, the bread's gone, all that, eggs, all that's gone, and now all you have left is cans of vegetables. If you have a can of cans of corn and cans of green beans and cans of peas and cans of baked beans, it's 90 cans per person per month. If there are two of you, husband and wife, 180 cans a month. If there are three of you, 270 cans per month. Are you ready for that? Are you ready? JC, I'd love to hear your comments in terms of immediacy. Have I lost my mind? Do you think that's accurate? Are there any holes in that?
I do think it's accurate. I don't know. I didn't review it in that detail. But I did the exact same thing with rice. I came across some information that said if you eat only rice, which I never want to do, but if you eat only rice, you need 150 pounds bag per person per month. And that will give you about 2,600 calories a day. And that today, if you go to Costco, that 50-pound bag of rice costs $20. So that would mean you would need 12 bags for one person per year, and that would be 600 pounds of rice, which would cost you about $240. So for one person per year, minimum base survival level, it costs you $240. And that's what I'm pushing my friends for, my close friends, that they do this, because if things work out well, most of us can lose $240 worth of value. But if things don't work out well, you have the base minimum. And of course, you being a farmer, Vincent, you know that you have probably 40 different things you could add to the rice to make it much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also you could use it as an extender for your dog food. And that's another thing. What do you do about your dogs? We've got five dogs here, and they all know when it's breakfast, and they all know when it's dinner time. They all know, and they're hungry. And what are you going to do about it? I have a suggestion for that when we come back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following three nights of unrest in Philadelphia and elsewhere in the country, Philadelphia officials say they will release the police body camera footage and the 911 tapes in connection with the officer-involved shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. Mr. Wallace's father, Walter Sr., says he wants the violence and looting to stop at a press conference Wednesday.
And I don't condone no violence tearing up the city, looting the stores, and all this chaos going. And I would feel like, is everybody having respect for my family and my son to stop this violence and chaos what's going on in the city? I mean, we got good cops and we got bad. That's the system in the system. I'm not faulting. Somebody had to be all accountable for what they did.
No time frame was set for the release of the officers' body cameras. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the, the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I don't know if you can do this anymore, class, but in the good old days, you know, December and earlier, you could buy from the Chinese factory outlet dog food, you know, 40-pound bags, 45-pound bags, 50-pound bags. And if you spent $35 or more, they would ship it to you for free. And so a number of people have bought dog food and had it shipped. Now, when it's shipped, they ship it in another bag, an outer bag that seals the inner bag. So think of it like a shipping bag. And it's pretty tough. And so for the same price as going to the Chinese factory outlet and picking it up yourself, they would ship it to you. and it would be double bagged. Now you could take those double bagged dog food bags and put it in a 55-gallon drum with a removable steel lid and keep it at a constant temperature. You know, you don't want to keep it where it's, you know, in the rain or outside where it's in the sun and it gets hot and cold and hot and cold, because that causes a an air exchange and it allows more oxygen to get to the dog food and it will go bad faster. But if you keep it cool and dry, it will last months and probably a couple of years. And that can be done. Now, how much do those 55-gallon drums cost? Now, I'm talking about immediacy now. Well, you can go to Craigslist and you can buy them. Now, we use them here at the farm for all kinds of things. We use them to make culverts. You know, we weld them together, and then we, instead of buying a culvert for, I don't know, $1,000, we will take some 55-gallon drums that we pay between $12.50 and $14 a piece for, and we buy them by the trailer load, and we weld them together, and then we put them in the ground, you know, coat them with tar, and we make our own culverts for, let's say, four pieces times $12.50. Okay? That's the kind of stuff we do, and then the water can travel through the culverts, and we can drive on the dirt on top of the culvert. But you can also use those same 55-gallon drums for all kinds of storage. Cat food, dog food, chicken food, people food, EMP cans. A lot of great things for $12.50. So you can negotiate, but go to Craigslist. And only buy the ones that have been used for food. You don't want ones that have been used for insecticide. J.C. Cole, any comments?
I agree with you totally. We are actually doing that right now. Here in New Jersey, it looks like they're about 25 used food grade, or about $25 a piece. And you can use them for all kinds of things, including if you want to cache something, to storing food short term, I use them, to put, you know, I have chickens and I use them to put, chicken grain in, the bags of chicken grain, short term, so that the rodents don't get to it. So back to you, Vince.
Right. No, I that's what we do. And one other thing about the chicken grains. We found that our chickens don't like some of the corn. You know, we buy 50-pound bags of chicken corn, ground-up corn, cracked corn. They won't eat it. I mean, they won't eat it. And so be really careful. Make sure that if you buy it, you test it and make sure that your animals will eat it, because otherwise you might be stuck with it. And another thing that's happening is David in Illinois mentioned yesterday that the quality of food in cans is going down. He's finding twigs in canned beans. So have we. I'm talking about green beans. Okay, where'd the twigs come from? They didn't used to be in there. They used to have people watching to make sure that that kind of stuff didn't happen. Well, I guess the people who are watching are at home working, right? And they are not on the on the production line. So nobody's watching the twigs. So now what's happening is great value pasta in the box, which should store, if you keep it cool and dry, and I'm not exaggerating, 5 years. I don't care what they say or used to say, it would last for 5 years if you kept it cool and dry. Not anymore. Now it doesn't even make it to the best buy date on the box before the bugs hatch. I am not kidding. Where? Aldi. Aldi is off our list, because Aldi pasta has turned into a bug motel, and so has Great Value. Now, why did we buy Great Value? Because we like it? No, because that's all that was available. Because what has happened is the supply chain has broken. It's broken to the point where you don't have very many choices. I tried again 3 times while we've been on this broadcast to buy some paper towels for our shop. And I put them in the cart, good to go, checkout, click. Oops. It says, oops, something has happened. They take it out of the shopping cart. Why? Because they don't have it. Try to buy aspirin. Go ahead. Try to buy a generic kind of aspirin. I'm talking about the 325 milligrams. Try to find Pine Sol. Try to find the disinfectants. Try to find the things that you think that you're going to need. Just try. See what happens. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I don't know how to use the mouse. Maybe I don't know how to use the screen. Maybe I don't know how to read. But I'm having a lot of trouble finding things.
It's going to get even worse, because now, and that was an article I sent you yesterday, some of the vegetables and fruits that were growing in our Victory Gardens are sprouting too early. Strawberries are now, the seed inside the strawberry is beginning to germinate before the strawberry is ripe. Why? That's the sun and the long band bursts that are happening now that cause germination in certain kinds of fruits and vegetables. And the thing is, we are in a new situation. Change is the rule. You can always count on the fact that things are not going to remain the same. That's a given. So if IQ, intelligence, is actually a measure of adaptability. How quickly can you adapt to a new situation? But I have to remind everyone of Benjamin Franklin. When you give up a civil right for safety, you lose both. And so it's important that you know your rights and that you hold firm to those inalienable rights, and that you hold true, because things like your Social Security card number is not supposed to be how you're identified. That was Roosevelt. And yet, here we are, that's a given. Everybody just assumes that's how you, what is your Social Security number as a way of identification to you? And that was not supposed to be the way it was. So what's going on? We are slowly being encroached from all directions, and the fear part, like coronavirus, is a facade to take your attention away from other things that are happening at the same time. And I am here to tell you that I don't have a clue. And if I don't know, what does that say?
You know, Doc Graham, Doc Graham, I agree with you. We have some very interesting things happening with the sun, and this goes right back to prepping. One of the basic concepts about preparing is that you have the resources to get through a period of chaos.
There you go. Yes, sir.
And
JC,
and I think
what you started, Matt and I, on this path, it's all your fault.
Thank you.
I remember when you paid for a sustainable lifeboat, and I asked you, what does that mean? And you said, it's a lifeboat with oars. I don't forget anything, and I'm grateful.
Okay, so preparedness is really simple. Class, preparedness is having what you need before you need it. Let me give you a very simple, concrete example. So you know you've got plenty to eat. Okay? You know that. And I'm talking about the good old days, December and earlier. You open your kitchen refrigerator and you say, there's nothing to eat. Now, being prepared would be having what you wanted or needed in that refrigerator before you open the door. So being prepared is having what you need before you need it. It's that simple. It's that simple. So I went to eBay during the last 5 minutes, and I clicked in vegetable gardening book.
Simple boardwalk.
Or books.
But I want to do.
And you will find that for $4 and change,
if I can,
you can buy vegetable gardening books.
I want you to be.
And I suggest that you do that. I suggest you buy some books on how. I just bought one called The Edible Garden. It's almost a couple hundred pages. It's as simple as that. It was $4 and change. I just bought one. Did I ever read it? No. Do I know if it's any good? No. But for $4, 192 pages, it talks about gardening. Asparagus, carrots, tomatoes, corn, peaches.
Yes and no.
I think vegetables, herbs, berries, fruit trees, and citrus. $4.09. Available on eBay. It's by Sunset Books, The Edible Garden. Now, is it worth $4.09 for you to have that information? You'll have to answer that question. For me, absolutely. And what would I do without to have that $4.09? Oh, I don't know, maybe a cup of Starbucks coffee, which I would never buy. Never. JC?
I agree with you totally. And what I ended up doing is starting to collect reference books that were low cost about 6 years ago, and I'm up to over 700 physical books on pretty much every subject you could imagine that's related to what we've been talking about. Growing food, repairing machinery, welding, so I have that reference that hopefully I'll never need, but it didn't cost me.
I just have one question. Is it made with real Girl Scouts? That's our problem. We don't have enough humor. We've got to somehow laugh our way through this because otherwise we're going to end up shooting each other.
That's true. Sometimes you just got to laugh at it. And at the same time, by the way, one of the best books to have is the Boy Scout Handbook.
There it is. And it was a 5
Absolutely.
Volume. I have an edition in my library, How to Fish.
Yeah, and the Boy Scouts were destroyed from within. Absolutely
exactly.
Destroyed. It's now Homo Central.
We're being infiltrated by something creepy. And I'm not even sure it's human.
One of the guys
we have commercials
said,
here.
All good will be attacked.
You know, it's interesting. We've talked about right here on USA Prepares how to do things. And these little parasites come out of the woodwork and they would attack us to the point where even on the internet, even on the podcast, YouTube replays, they would attack us mercilessly.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Clint, I don't know if you have heard the anxiety in my voice today.
By the way, I need one last question before we lose. It's really important, so let me ask the question when you get time. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if you've heard the anxiety in my voice, but, class, there is Friday, that's tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days before the selection. What would you do if you thought that just 10% of what we've been talking about for 10 years is true? What would you do? Would you have that family meeting? I know I've said it several times. I absolutely mean it. Rick, I have a question for you, and then you've got the floor. I've received an email from Mac, M-A-C, and she had some questions, and I think that they would be best answered by an email from you. Are you willing to give out your email address or not?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's rick@nwbotanicals.org. Listen, Vincent, I've been hacked. My Richard Allen Miller doesn't work. My website doesn't work. My cash flow doesn't work. I've got a brand new book that is coming out right now with Missy and Grace Thorne called Kids Ask the Darndest Questions. It's essential. And what I need from you, as best I can, are a list of the questions or things I might have sent you, anything that you can find, and those recordings, those particular times when Missy and Grace Thorne were on asking questions of Dr. Norm Shealy or me. And if you can help me put that together, we've got a brand new book out with publisher All Good to Go, children's book on kids to say, ask the darndest questions.
Now, when you say Missy, are you speaking of Missy Shimizu?
Yes, I am. Yes. Now, we've already spoken with her yesterday and the day before. She and Grace are working on the book right this minute.
Great. Wonderful.
And what we're going to do, by the way, the Grace's kids that were 6th grade have already graduated high school. One has become a famous athlete. I mean, really famous athlete. Others are doing what they were doing. And what we're going to do is in a post-interview on what that did for their life, being on your show. It's a then question, you know, like kids ask the darndest questions, like, if pigs are so smart, how come parrots can talk and pigs can't? That was Gunner. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do these questions and responses from Norm and I
as a start on an educational reform movement we're doing. Thanks, Vincent. That's all I needed from you. I need those as soon as possible.
Well, Rick, I don't have any information about that, but here's what I can tell you. Class, what Rick is talking about is years ago, Grace Thorne was a teacher. She taught sixth grade in Ryan, Oklahoma. And she would have her children prepare all month that one question that they'd like to ask Rick separately, Rick and me, and Norm Shealy and me. And so we did a broadcast, a classroom-type broadcast with sixth graders. And they went to the conference room of their elementary school in Ryan, Oklahoma, and they would step up to the speakerphone and ask that one question. And when Rick was on with me, he would answer the questions. When Norm Shealy was on, he would answer the questions. Now, that is all available if you want to do a search, Missy and Grace, and you can do a search. Go to YouTube. Go to the Ron Gibson channel. Ron
Gibson. Okay. Anybody listening, if you can send those to me, those links, that would be useful. I need them now.
Okay. And here's what you do. Just search for Grace Thorne. Thorn, and Rick Miller, and USA Prepares. And you should find a bunch of them. Now, and also do a separate search. Same thing, just take Rick out and put Norm Shealy in, and you'll find the others. And so that's where they are. They are on YouTube. They're all there. Ron's got them. And so you've got all the information that you need.
Thanks, Vincent. That's what I need. It's perfect.
Yeah.
This is going to be a breakthrough. You have no idea. I've got a plan.
Well, you know, I loved doing that with Grace and Gunner and all. You know, I still have the plaque that they made for me. They made one for you.
I need a picture of that, please.
Sure, sure.
That's
I can give you a picture of that.
Anything you've got, send it to me. JPEGs, anything, because we're going to put together the kind.
Well, it was a one-of-a-kind, you know, type broadcast where children were involved. They got to ask any question they wanted. And, class, here's how good it was. And please don't think I'm bragging. Well, maybe I am bragging for the children and for Grace. But what happened was these children would prepare all month. They would rehearse how they were going to ask the question. They wouldn't jump around and scream and bang in the conference room. They had to act like young adults. They were on national, worldwide radio asking their questions, and they were so well behaved. And if they had follow up questions, they asked. It was 2 hours of, I thought, outstanding radio because of the children and Grace Thorne's ability to get them to focus and pay attention.
The whole concept was wonderful.
They loved it. They all loved it, except for the administration. The administration didn't support it, and not one parent was interested in listening to their child be on national radio. Can you imagine that? That's the truth. That's the truth. J.C. Cole, thanks so much. We'll do it again next week, same time, same station, and we'll talk about preparedness with J.C. Cole in New Jersey, Dr. Richard Allen Miller in...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.